Okay, let's go. All right, I'd like to call the Congressional Appropriations Committee meeting to order. Apologize for the emergency, but we do have business before us. First item on the agenda is roll call.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards? Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congressman Potts?
Present. We do have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Bickhorst, would you please give us another prayer?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Dear God, Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come to you this evening, dear God, Heavenly Father. As we finish up this work, dear God, Heavenly Father, this afternoon, just ask that you look down upon our homes and our families, dear God, Heavenly Father, and bless them this evening, dear God, Heavenly Father. Dear God, Heavenly Father, as we prepare to go forward, dear God, Heavenly Father, we just ask that you clear the road for us, dear God, Heavenly Father. Keep this beautiful weather with us and continue blessing us, dear God, Heavenly Father. Dear God, Heavenly Father, I just ask that you be with our veterans and our elders and our children. I ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. All right, next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. We do not have minutes to prepare or to approve during this meeting. Next item on the agenda is ONCA 1957. I'm the author. I will turn the chair over to Congressman Walker.
All right, well, we're on consideration of ONCA 1957. You are the sponsor, Congressman Potts. You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Do you have an amendment to offer? It will try to expedite the process. I believe page one, strike lines 38 through 46. Page two, line 79, strike and budget amendment. Page 4 and 5, strike lines 170 through 195.
We have a motion on the floor. Is there a second? Second by Congressman Bickhorst. Discussion. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
He made the amendment, and I could not follow the reference points of the amendment, so I don't know what we're doing. So maybe he can tell us.
Okay. I can repeat. It's
please do.
Page one, strike lines 38 through 46. Page two, line 79, strike and budget amendment. Page four and five, strike lines 170 through 195, and renumber sections accordingly.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
What effect does this amendment have on this legislation?
Huge.
Congressman Potts, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The attempt is to strike any of the definitions, or essentially undo the amendments that were done in committee previously. The definition for appropriation amendment will be removed, which will, in page two, the deletion of and budget amendment will insert budget amendment back into OCH law. The definition for budget modification will change, and all of the language regarding how budget modifications can be made or any clarifying language that was put in will be stricken. So all this will do is work on the federal funds and leave any other concerns that were raised during the previous committee meetings unanswered.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So there's no reference to budget modifications left within this bill?
It would remain in 15-1A-101 as it's already there, which, to clarify, has been the language that the executive branch has requested further clarifying language on, which was the attempt by the amendment in the previous committee meeting.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
We sure have done a lot of work at this table to take out what I thought was requested by the treasurer for better understanding for at least 3 days of very long committee meetings.
Any more discussion? Congressman Potts.
I would agree. I'll be voting against my amendment, but it's the quickest way to clean it up as opposed to making multiple other amendments to different sections. So again, as I stated at the beginning, this is a quick attempt to try to fix any of the problems that other members might have highlighted with intent to amend during session moments ago.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'll be a no vote also on your amendment. So I think that we have Congresswoman Lemon at the table, and she had some amendment, general order amendments that she had proposed that we have sitting before us.
We are on discussion regarding Congressman Potts's amendments. Mm-hmm. So, Assistant Chief.
I just am trying to get some clarification. So Congressman Potts is putting forward an amendment that he intends to vote no for. Could yes. we have an explanation of the why behind that?
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. According to amendments that have been submitted during session by other members of Congress, I believe that my amendment is the quickest way to dispense with the need for any other additional amendments, so it simply deletes any language that would have been amended during legislative session. So I don't believe that the amendments that were presented during session need to be approved. But instead of going through and rehashing these issues that have already been rehashed or hashed out the first time in committee, I think that the quickest way is to make one amendment that deletes it all, and if that amendment passes, which I don't believe it should, then we don't need to visit each individual line item that's already been addressed.
Mr. Chairman.
Assistant Chief.
I will admit that I'm lost. I would ask that if the treasurer or the controller have any input on these amendments, because we're undoing something we've done, because we're undoing it. I'll just tell you, this is becoming so convoluted that I've lost track of it. Maybe somebody else has complete command of it. I don't know. But I would like to hear from the treasurer or the controller, because I, like Congresswoman Whitehorn, understood that we're taking out something that was clarifying language, and by my reading of the amendment, that what's being stricken is that it works. So maybe somebody can explain it to me, or I'd rather hear from the treasurer.
I'll just express kind of what I'm wondering is, why strike the appropriations amendment on 38 through 40? I mean, I see then if we do that, then the budget amendment portion of B on line 79, that would need to be stricken. I'm just curious to why we wouldn't just work on section 4 and keep the new appropriation amendment in there. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The definitions that accompany the amendments to Section 4 provide further clarification as to why we would need budget modifications that are then included in Section 4 at 1A108. So if we're deleting 1A108, the need to further clarify would no longer be there. So we would also delete the amendments that were worked on during committee for appropriation amendment and budget modification.
I'm trying to look at the bill as filed, so I'm looking at section 4 on the bill you filed.
In other words, if I may.
Please.
The only reason 15-1A-101 was amended for those two definitions was because it needed clarification in 1A-108. There was an amendment filed during session to amend out what was put into 1A-108 that needed further clarification by the amendment to 15-1A-101. So if we're deleting the amendment in 1A-108, which is requested by another member of Congress, then the need to clarify the amendments in 15-1A-101 goes away.
Okay, so this has obviously gotten a bit convoluted, and there are a lot of moving parts, but I'm also going to pose the question, then why not just go back to how the bill was filed?
It's essentially what this would do.
No, because this would strike out all of lines 167 in the original bill through 183. So the amendment that we talked about at length yesterday,
that we voted on and approved.
Right. Well, there was obviously some language in there that at least one member of Congress didn't like. And it's basically the provisions in there where it gets specific into programs and departments. The original bill you filed didn't do that. So I'm just saying, wouldn't it be an easier fix, a better fix, if we went back to the way that you filed the bill? Because that would then have the appropriation amendment, a better description there.
That was an amendment to the amendment. That was an amendment to the filing.
That was what? I'm asking the bill, the way that you filed the bill.
Motion for a recess to obtain the four amendments that were made during committee previously.
Second.
Motion and a second to recess. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
We're in recess.